Episode 30, My Child is Overweight. What can I do?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
What's up? How are you today? It is so good to have you back. I love it. Absolutely love it. We got to take care of some business first. And that first business is thank you so much. I just wanted to say mahalo for taking time to subscribe, taking time to write a review, taking time to visit me, sending me a little quick note at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com, or even jumping over to createyournow.com, checking out some of the freebies that are there. Thank you so much. I love hearing from you. I love to know that I'm running with you, Kathy, and hearing that you're getting something from this. I enjoy that because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve you. So thank you for opening your door and letting me in. Your time is so precious. Your ears, you only have two. So selecting me as one to listen to, I feel honored and very privileged. So thank you. So let's now get down to business. Yes, we've got to talk some business, and that business deals with overweight. That topic. And it's sometimes a really tough topic, especially when it involves our child or our children. And nowadays, it's even tougher because we all live very busy, chaotic, hectic lives. We're always on the go. However, just because we're on the go doesn't mean that we're as active as we need to be. You see, we've come into this world now in what we have to offer that, you know, everything kind of comes to us. Technology makes it to where we can sit down and not even have to go out of our house for anything. I mean, seriously, in some areas, you can call in to the grocery store and they will deliver your groceries to you. I mean, if you go to church, you could go to church online. You never have to walk outside your door. Now, that's crazy. But what that means is that we're just not moving as much as a world. In fact, we're standing still more than we are. And when we do that, our children take those cues from us. Yes, you are their role models. They see you first and foremost. They look up to you. Even when they backtalk you, they are watching you. Your every single movement, moment, what comes out of their mouth does go in their head and it does sink in. Now, yes, as a mom of five, there are times that I've questioned multiple times, probably a bazillion times that I've questioned, is what I'm saying getting through? And then, yes, I've been able to see it full circle. I do see it coming around. I see it where, oops, there's mommy, and oops, there's daddy. You see it in your own child. And they're like, okay, yeah, they're paying attention. And then sometimes they get the best of you, and you're like, yeah, rock on. I did something right. Pat on the back for the day. Gold star. It's awesome to have that. But know that you are being watched. But because you're being watched, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? What is your lifestyle like? Okay. So, you know, sometimes we look at definitions. I love looking at definitions. And part of that is sedentary lifestyle. Yeah. Great big word. In fact, some of you may not even be able to spell it. I looked it up, so I'll spell it for you. S-E-N-E-N-T-A-R-Y, sedentary lifestyle. This is a type of lifestyle with no or irregular physical activity. A person who lives as a sedentary lifestyle is typically known as a couch potato. Yes, you've heard that. In fact, I watched a commercial recently. I don't remember what the commercial was about. I can't tell you. But what I did see is it was a couch made of potatoes, potato chips. And there was a woman on it eating potato chips. I'm like, a couch potato. I had to laugh. But you know what? That's the lifestyle that we're leading now. And if we are leading that way and our children are seeing that, then they're just doing exactly what mom and dad are doing because they see it. And when we're in our school systems, they're not moving as much anymore. A lot of things now are more classroom driven. They're taking away some of those things because of just time. And time has changed. Technology has changed it. Think about it. Games. You know, it's funny. My boys especially, I have to laugh. And my oldest one, I'm like, really? Why don't you guys come over and play? And they're like, no, we don't get together like that, Mom. We get together online and we play games online. That's how we get together. And I'm like, what happened to coming out and throwing the football? Okay, not in the cold weather, but coming out throwing the football or hanging out and going, you know, just for a walk and you go out to the woods and you act crazy and you get in the mud and then, of course, you have to clean it up later. What happened to all of that? Well, what happened is technology. And sometimes technology is a blessing, but it can be a curse at the same time. So when you're thinking of your child and you're like, you know, my child's overweight and I don't know what to do. Number one, it starts with you. It starts with you as the parent, as the caregiver, okay? They are watching you and watching you closely. That's number one. Number two, you need to look at the lifestyle that you're leading, okay? That doesn't mean you need to go and enroll them in soccer camps and basketball camps and football camps and golf camps and dance lessons and ballet and all of this. That doesn't mean you get their schedule crazy and overly busy thinking you're going to force them into movement. You need to help them also fine-tune what they enjoy as movement. You know, I have one child who really, he has no interest in sports, really could care less if sports existed. He is a technology and book-driven child. He loves to read, and he loves technology. He loves games, and he has a very inquisitive mind. But when it comes to the physical part of it, it doesn't happen. So we have to make time. And one of the things we did over the summer is I decided that we were going to go for a walk. And I wanted our walks. I mean, I run 7 to 11 miles a day. And so with that, then I incorporate my walking time. And so I thought, you know what? What better way to spend time with my younger children, especially, because they're not as busy and in their home, why not bring them on a walk with me and have them come, and maybe it's only one at a time or maybe it's two at a time. And what happened was my child, my wonderful sweet boy, started absolutely loving his time with me. And I can remember we were walking and he said, you know what, Mom? He goes, I just want you to know that this time that we spend together, just the two of us walking, is so special to me. It's the best time ever. Oh my gosh, my heart melted. And I'm like, it was just walking. It was walking a lap. Now our lap in a neighborhood is a mile. So, you know, it's a big, large lap, okay? But he enjoyed that and it was our time. And we put away technology. However, we did use technology to track our steps. In fact, when we first started this, we used his 3DS. There's a game, and I'll have to look it up and get back with you. Maybe I'll throw it on the show notes. But there's a game that you actually can, you earn coins by movement and by walking. And it's just amazing how it all, I mean, comes together. And so they would turn that on. They would turn on, I would have my little pedometer going on with my phone, and we would see how far or how fast we would walk. And then the next time we would do it, we would challenge ourselves. And so it's really important to find those times. Find what fits for your lifestyle, for your child. Because remember, they're taking cues from you. They're watching you, okay? And with technology, it's great. But again, we get stuck in that sedentary lifestyle and that movement just doesn't happen. So you have to be intentional about finding that movement time for you, for your family, for your child. Now, with all of that, you know, depending upon where your child is in his or her growth pattern, basically, they're going to grow. And so at times they may be a little kind of cutesy, plumpy type, and that's okay because their body hasn't balanced out. But someone who is truly overweight, we're talking significant overweight, then you need to start looking at their nutrition. What are they eating? And that also, again, starts from you. You are doing the grocery shopping, or whoever, you know, whether it's you, your spouse, whoever's doing the grocery shopping, you are in control of what that child eats. So it's really important to start them and not sit there and badger them and say, you have to eat this. You have to You can't have this. Don't make it have to's and you can't, because that just leads to a landslide of failures. Okay. And the child doesn't want to be told no, that you can't, that they can't eat something, because they don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't comprehend it. So set them up for success. Prep their snacks for them, okay? Offer them healthy snacks. And healthy snacks, they don't always have to be like vegetables, even though they're fantastic. They don't always have to be fruit, even better, okay? It doesn't have to be that. Man, have some protein available. Protein is a great go-to for snacking and eating, period. I say go for the protein. All the time, go for the protein. Because If they're kind of like, I'm hungry, but I really don't know what I want. Well, if they have protein, that's going to really take care of their body and their signal. Like, okay, you got what you needed. Now, is it really what you want that's going to trump everything else? Okay. So prep their snacks, pack their lunch. What are they having at school? What are they eating? Do you know what they're eating? Okay. Some school districts have gone to having a kind of an open lunch. So they get their tray, but then they can go back and have seconds. And maybe they can buy extra things like, what are they called? Gushers, like a fruit roll-up type thing. Those just are full of sugar, and it's not doing anything for the body but adding to the fat. And the child then is not using what they already have. So be mindful of what your child is eating at school, because remember, they're eating there 5 days a week. Now, if they go to daycare, okay, same thing. You need to know what they're feeding them. What are they eating there? Because if they're not getting that balance that they need, that they're getting strong proteins with some good, strong vegetables, then yes, they're going to have an issue because they're taking in too much sugar for their body, and it's just not good. And also, if it's too high of a processed diet, that's also another red flag. Again, it all starts with you. Look at yourself. See what you're doing. See what your spouse is doing, okay? Then take it to the next level and say, how can I help my child to get moving where I can enjoy it too? And it's time that we can spend together. If it's gamers and you've got gamers in your family that love to play, don't sit down and play. Stand up in front of the TV. Yeah, stand up. I'm not saying exercise, but you might sweat a little bit. Get excited. Stand up. Have fun with it. That gets some movement in, and you're not that couch potato. Okay. You don't want to have a sedentary lifestyle, and you don't have to. And do your child a huge favor by really starting to help them figure out their lifestyle now, so that their challenges later in life don't have to be maybe some of the same challenges you faced in your life. Set them up for success, because that's what we're here for as parents. That's what we're here for as caregivers, okay? We need to love and help them grow so that when they're out there in the big world, they can make those amazing decisions. Now, it's really tough to talk about absolutely every situation when it comes to having an overweight child. There are so many different obstacles. I mean, we could be talking about diseases that a child may have. They may be on certain medications that causes them to gain weight, etc. There's a lot that goes into this. So I would encourage you that if weight is a concern regarding your child, that you definitely talk to your physician, your family physician, your pediatrician. Talk to them. Say, look, I don't know where to begin. Have that conversation. It's really important, okay? And that conversation may need to start in private with your child not present. Because again, maybe your child doesn't look at them when, okay, let's try that again. When your child looks at their reflection in the mirror, they may not see what you are seeing, okay? Because unfortunately, a lot of our children nowadays have an issue with weight. And it's very unfortunate, but it is very much in front of us. And so sometimes what we see as overweight is not that. So if you have a concern, do talk to your physician about it. Talk to them in private. A lot of companies now have gone to where you can send them an email. So send them a quick note, an email, So that when you come in for a wellness checkup, this can be a topic of conversation. And if you have any questions for me, you want to share a story with me and something's going on, feel free. Shoot me that email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com, and I will be happy to read it over. Now, please note that I am not a medical doctor, and it's not my position to give medical advice. So all I can do is tell you and give you guidance from what I see based on my training. But ultimately, you are the one who decides what's best for your child. So take the cues. Start with yourself. Start moving more. Go prep their food, their snacks, their lunch. Go out and make a difference. And I promise you, your child will notice. And they too will be like, huh, yeah, I want to be like mom. I want to be like dad. This is really cool. Make it an awesome day. I love you, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.